For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz, Beaver men's hockey team, a home-and-home with Minnesota Duluth, joined by senior forward Carter Jones out of Spokane, Washington. Carter, you spent a lot of the first half of the season just trying to get back onto the ice after an injury. It's never easy. How much more rewarding is it once you put in all that hard work and you get back out onto the ice on a consistent basis again?
Yeah, it feels good. That's part of the whole recovery process. You're just trying to get back as healthy and as quick as you can at the same time. And then to be able to get back and contribute and help the team win games, it obviously feels good.
What part of rehab is the hardest? The physical part of the pain and struggling through whatever happens to be ailing you at that particular time, or more the mental aspect of it, of you know that injury's there?
I would say, I think a lot of guys would say the same thing, and it would just be sitting there watching, not being able to, you know, get out there and practice with the guys and, you know, be on the ice with them. Watching games, it's tough knowing you can't really do anything to influence a game and things like that, not helping out in practice. I'd say things like that for sure.
You got the three transfers, but also seven freshmen, so 10 newcomers. As a Wiley veteran, what were you able to do in the locker room of preparing those 10 guys and getting them up to speed as quickly as you could?
I mean, I don't think it was very hard. They came in, you know, they're mature guys, they're good hockey players. They figured out kind of how we want to play, what we want to do night in, night out, pretty early. But just little tidbits here and there to help them out. If they're going through something mentally, you know, go and talk to them, things like that. But they've been great. They're mature guys. They play well. So it hasn't been too difficult to try and get them going.
As a guy from Washington State, if you think back to your freshman year here, I don't know if you knew exactly what it meant to the fans and to the programs, but for the Beavers to be playing St. Cloud and Duluth and North Dakota and Minnesota, and you got them all in one season this year. What's that been like to be a part of playing everybody else in the state?
I kind of figured out early on, you know, it's important to the fans. They love those games. We do too. It's been cool. I think it's just they're good hockey games, good for both fan bases, good for both teams. Usually close games, can go either way. So they're fun games to play and fun games for the fans. So it's just good hockey all around.
Historically, all pretty good teams too. How does that help you once you get back into league play here for the next 2 months?
Yeah. I mean, obviously playing the Gophers after Christmas break is a great, great game to get back in, you know, game shape, get back in the swing of things, get your rhythm back. Playing all those teams, they're all great teams, great hockey programs. They have been for a long time. So it's good.
What's it like playing in all these home and homes where your fans get to be cheering for you and then you know that the next night you're going to have everybody yelling at you?
You know, they're fun. It's always fun playing in good atmospheres no matter where you're at. Some places tougher than others, but, I mean, I think it's fun. And it's, like I said, it's great hockey all the time. Our fans are great. We love playing in front of them, so... yeah, we're just looking forward to two good hockey games this weekend.
You're in a really good spot as far as the standings are concerned. What's it going to take to stay there?
Build off what we established in the first half. And then, like I said before, playing mature hockey down the stretch when there's 2-1, one-goal games, two-goal games, we need to understand that those are games to win and capitalize on those opportunities and not let points slip away from us.
Carter, best of luck.
Thank you.